This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Wapaganampage Pagan, along with Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. It's our pre-Oscar coverage, our At the Movies Oscar prediction special. It's a wonderful night for Oscar. Oscar. I miss Billy Crystal, man.
I don't miss watching the Oscars. I usually skip it.
I tend to skip the Oscars.
I used to watch the Oscars every year without fail with my mom. It used to be a tradition, right?
Yeah.
Because we both love movies. I guess my mom is where my love for movies comes from. And even, I don't know if I should be saying this, even it always used to be on a Monday. When the Oscars were on, I'd skip school. My mom would let me skip school. And I'd skip school that day and we'd watch the Oscars instead. It used to be tradition.
It would be in the middle of the night in Ireland, so we'd get the repeat on the Monday evening.
Oh, okay. I can't do that anymore because now I actually have to go to work. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Although last week my mom actually
you have to go to work and watch movies.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But last week my mom goes, "Are we watching the Oscars together?" And I'm like, "No, Mom, I gotta be at work."
Oh, you broke her heart.
I know. We're not going to go through all, 57 categories.
No.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the four major categories, which is, of course, actor, actress, picture, and director. But also, each one of us has picked a random category. So let's kick things off with, I guess, in my opinion, the easiest category to pick this year, which is Best Actor.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think it's in the bag for Gary Oldman, man.
You think? Well, they do love when you put on prosthetics.
Yeah, I mean, Gary Oldman. So I'm kind of cheated with most of my predictions in that I pick like a who should win and who I'd like to win.
Yeah, well, that's...
That works.
Okay, so for Best Actor, yeah, I agree with you. I think Gary Oldman.
The other nominees are Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out, Denzel Washington for Roman Israel Esquire, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, which he claims is his last movie as an actor.
I thought he's claimed this before.
Is it for the third time? Fourth time? Something like that?
I don't know. Okay. And Timothée Chalamet, who is in Call Me By Your Name, amazing in that film as well.
Mm.
But the Academy likes to do this thing where they're like, "Oh, well, it's about time, Gary Oldman. You've never had an Oscar before."
That's one of the reasons I hate the Oscars. That kind of idea of we'll give it to the third Lord of the Rings movie. We'll wait, whereas the first one probably deserved it more.
Yeah.
That's a classic example.
It's his time.
Yeah. It's like Scorsese didn't get it till the Aviator.
It was something like that.
It was really ridiculous. Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's done 20 amazing films before that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would like maybe Daniel Kaluuya to get it, but because that movie is so of its time and it's a really interesting piece, but it's also, I mean, I don't know, there's not, Gary Oldman's acting is more showy. It's capital A acting, right?
Yeah, I think it feels more Oscar, acting and more in a more Oscar sort of film, Academy Awards movie kind of
thing. He's also British.
Also British, which they like.
I mean, and I haven't seen Call Me By Your Name or Phantom Thread or Roman J. Esquire.
Agreed. Yeah, same.
So it's hard to know.
I've actually seen all the movies on this list. And there's a funny thing about Best Actors in particular. The youngest person to ever win was Adrian Brody for The Pianist. And he was 29 years old.
Wow.
Right? I don't know if the Academy thinks about the Best Actor category as something you need to earn.
Yeah.
And so Timothée Chalamet might be a little young, even though he's tremendous in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ruled him out immediately based on age. So you're going for a Kaluuya should win, but Oldman will win by him?
Yeah.
Ian?
How was Day-Lewis in Thread? Phantom Thread? Just judging off past.
I'm watching that movie and I believe that he can genuinely make clothes.
He probably could, though.
He probably did go
to Italy and learn cobbling for something at one point.
Yes, I think that's true.
Yeah.
So he dug all those oil holes by his hand in There Will Be Blood. He literally drank those milkshakes. But he's had it before. So, I mean, maybe Gary Oldman hasn't. But Gary Oldman is also a little bit problematic in regards to the Me Too movement at the moment.
He is, but apparently apparently all of that seems to be settled because even a court said that it was completely fabricated.
Oh, fabricated, was yes. it? I mean, he's had problems with abusive stuff, so that might stand against him. So it's really, I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't know. But I'd like Daniel Kaluuya to get it.
Next up, Best Actress. We've got Frances McDormand for Three Billboards. We've got Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water. Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird. Meryl Streep for The Post. And Margot Robbie for I, Tonya. Frances McDormand, people, come on. She's won everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a very showy role. I mean, Meryl Streep's role is subtle in The Post.
Very. Also, you mentioned the hashtag MeToo moment. I mean, Frances McDormand feels like the poster woman for that movement in this film.
Yeah.
Sally Hawkins doesn't say anything.
Yeah, but
that usually works.
That's like the female version of wearing lots of makeup.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'd really like Sally Hawkins to win.
I'd say Sharon as well. I think we talked already about Lady Bird, not just not grabbing us. I mean, it's a fine performance, but the problem is she does that all the time. She always gives great performances.
Mm. She's been nominated twice before.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I think, Frances McDormand, I think I'm going to go with Frances or Meryl.
I'm going to go Sally Hawkins.
What about our random category? What did you guys pick? I went with Best Costume Design, which was Phantom Thread, Victoria and Abdul, Darkest Hour, Beauty and the Beast, and The Shape of Water. I'm giving it to Phantom Thread because it was just absolutely magnificent. I mean, every piece of clothing.
Every thread.
It was also a movie about clothes.
So if the clothes sucked, it would have been pretty bad.
Yeah, so the clothes had to be good. It was a movie about a tailor. So the clothes had to be good, and it was. It really made the film, actually. I mean, if you want that atmosphere, and if the atmosphere in that movie was kind of driven by claustrophobic English rooms and clothes, it succeeded completely.
Yeah, it's weird that Harrison Ford's outfit in Blade Runner 2049 by The Gap wasn't nominated.
They just went around the corner for that one.
My random one is visual effects, because I'm a massive sci-fi nerd, and there are five nominations for that. Blade Runner 2049, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Kong Skull Island, Star Wars The Last Jedi, and War for the Planet of the Apes. I still haven't seen War for the Planet of the Apes. So I'm just hang my head in shame.
Yes.
What did you pick?
I think it's got to be Blade Runner.
Oh, I would have gone with
it's either Blade Runner or the Porgs.
I would have gone with War Planet.
I would have gone with War.
Yeah.
Just for Andy Serkis.
And that'd be. I mean, it's. I can only judge on the past work, and it's always been excellent.
Yeah.
I don't know, was I away or something when it was on, and I never caught up. I just never managed to catch it, and I still have it at home waiting to watch.
Like for me. Just off the list that you read out, I was like, yeah, War.
Yeah.
Easy for me.
I'm trying to think of anything in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 that stuck out. And I mean, there's the Pac-Man moment at the end, but that's bad effects.
Yeah.
I just thought the realization of the world in Blade Runner 2049.
That is true.
The drone shots that made it look true Las Vegas, whatever way they did that, whether it was a model shot or what, like they chose the right effect for the right thing.
Right.
The Jurassic Park approach.
Blade Runner 2049 for visual effects from Ian. What about you, Bahe? Which random choice did you go for?
So I'm going with the original song. So there are five nominees. Mighty River from Mudbound. Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Remember Me from Coco. Stand Up for Something from Marshall. Don't know what that is. What's Marshall?
Marshall is the Chadwick Boseman movie, which I just saw about Thurgood Marshall.
Oh, okay.
Supreme Court Justice. And it's about his early years as a civil rights lawyer. Very, very good.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay. And the final one is This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Mm.
I'm going with Remember Me from Coco.
Remember Me.
That one. Yeah. I mean, when it first shows up in the film, I mean, I teared up.
Yeah.
It's an amazing point.
I'm getting chills now just to hear it a little
bit. Just when they played it, when they used that song in the movie, it was phenomenal. And I just keep singing it to myself randomly.
And it evolves over the course of the movie as well.
I was going to say, the meaning of the song changes with every use.
Yeah. And it's great. To me, that's an easy one. Remember Me.
Mm. All right, Remember Me.
It took me a long time to get the soundtrack for The Greatest Showman out of my head, and then when it did, I went and saw it again and got stuck back in there again. I really don't think This Is Me is the strongest track on there. I know it was the same for won the Golden Globe, right? Did it, I think?
I think it might have.
Yeah, it gets some other awards, and I was like, why is this constantly being nominated? I was like, there's a million dreams, Come Alive and The Other Side seem to be more, and even Never Enough was the one song where it always reminded me. Anytime there's this music where someone's supposed to be singing awesomely in a film, I always think of the blue alien from the Fifth Element.
Yes.
And it's like, it's supposed to be the best singer in the universe.
Right.
And you're like, this is bad.
I always thought they were playing it up for jokes.
Kind of, just like, ugh. Okay. Whereas in this, she's supposed to be an amazing singer, and I know some musician friends of mine didn't like it, but it was like, wow, this is completely different to the rest of the music. And that was one of my complaints, I think, at the time, was that the music changed genres a bit too much. But like, that song was Blow the Doors Off.
Yeah.
It just weirds me out. They keep going, this is me. I mean, it's empowering, but sure.
We've got two more categories to talk about, Best Director and Best Picture. Let's do Best Director first. The nominees, of course, Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water, Christopher Nolan, his first director nomination for Dunkirk. Exactly.
Oh, he's due then.
He's due. No, no. No, I think he's due a nomination.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele for Get Out, Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, and Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread.
Guillermo del Toro's not getting it. We might as well just...
Really?
Really?
They don't fantasy movies for Best Directing?
I'm going with Toro, man. Guillermo del Toro.
I mean, I would like that, but it's not going to happen.
I want Guillermo del Toro to win.
The Fish Love Movie is not going to get like all the Academy on board.
Do you think it's going to be Greta Gerwig?
No.
God.
No, but I can see, like, I can see Get Out and I can see Dunkirk, especially if the enough of the Dunkirk is a cinematic movie.
It is.
It's not going to work that well on Netflix. It works well in surround sound and on the biggest screen possible. Yeah. And I can see parts of the Academy wanting to reward that. Likewise, Get Out is the uneasiness that that movie inspires in people. Like, it's one thing to write that on the page, like, you know, Stephen King does it all the time, apparently. But when you're translating a creepy idea from page to film, that's where the directing really comes key. And that's where Jordan Peele's, and first out of the gate, it might be a upset that he gets to win
for
this.
For me, Jordan Peele is the one I want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Guillermo del Toro is who I think should win. But Jordan Peele is the one I want to win.
Which brings us to Best Picture, which has 9 nominations. The Shape of Water, Phantom Thread, The Post, Lady Bird, Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, Call Me By Your Name, Get Out, and 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And this is where I think the upset will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll go to Get Out.
Yeah.
For this one. I think Guillermo might get Best Director and Best Picture might be Get Out because of... Well, because of all the new younger members of the Academy now, so it's not just relying on these old folks who haven't seen anything. Yeah.
And also, I think from a couple of years ago, the Academy sort of really reached out to get more people of color as well, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. Last year.
They also added a couple of years ago, they made it 10 nominations instead of 5 because people weren't watching the Oscars anymore, so they want to make it more of a competition.
Correct. But also, isn't that the perfect movie for the era of Trump?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It speaks to this year. I mean, 2017.
Oh, you mean the liberal elites would really love this for to be their badge of honor, you mean?
They would as well.
Yeah.
They would as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it speaks to everything that is wrong with America in the era of Trump, right down to the fact that even... I remember you said this in our review of Get Out, right, Ian? When you were talking about how, you know, the white people also just want to belong and want to be cool.
Yeah.
And that is how, and that is also happening in 2017.
That's Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think, I'm actually leaning towards The Post.
Oh.
Ooh.
You really loved that movie, didn't you?
I really, really love that movie. I'm leaning towards The Post, but who I really want to win is Guillermo del Toro for Shape of Water.
Yeah.
That's for me. Yeah.
He's due.
He's absolutely due.
But
they don't
dig on fantasy and weirdness and fish monsters.
I know they don't. Yeah. But none of you think 3 Billboards? I mean, 3 Billboards has won everything. To date.
I mean, that ending is too arty.
I think the ending is too arty, and I think, I don't know, is Sam Rockwell's character too problematic for the Academy now?
I don't know, because it's up and down whether he has any redemption at all. Like, again, because of that ending. Like, it looks like they're going down a redemption path, and he doesn't. He's still an idiot.
Mm.
And then they go off into a sequel that's not going to be made. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Where is the end? What's going on here? Like, I mean, I feel that doesn't define the best picture. You shouldn't come out of it feeling unsatisfied.
I think for me, the problem is that it's up against The Post. It's up against Shape of Water. And I'm sure once I've seen Phantom Thread, I'll put Phantom Thread there as well. I think 3 Billboards is a great movie, but up against The Post, up against Shape of Water, I don't know.
I think we'd be saying the same about Get Out if it had the original sad ending where Chris went to jail. Because you'd be like, that's a sucky ending. I don't think it's the best picture now. Whereas the ending was a little bit more upbeat, which is that little bit you needed at the end.
A little bit of hope.
Yeah.
If it went realism and he goes to jail and, you know, gets life sentence, it's just like, too real for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us your predictions on who you think is going to win Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, or any one of the other categories you follow throughout the Oscar season. Just tweet us. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahi White.
We're going to be live tweeting the Oscars on Monday morning, so you can follow us on at the movies MY, even at work, so you don't have to sneak off and watch YouTube in the toilet for all the highlights. We will be telling you what's going on. Ian will be very snarky about what everyone's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
or avoid our Twitter channel if you're planning on going home to watch the repeat.
Yeah. Of course.
That's
yes, true.
Like
there's that. There's true. That. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It is actually showing exclusively on HBO, on Astro, I believe. And I think for the first time, I think Facebook is live streaming the red carpet bit. So if you're down with all the red carpet action, you can actually stream it on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Oscars takes place this Monday. It starts at 7:30 a.m. for the red carpet, and the show itself begins at 9 a.m. We'll be there watching it with you. This is At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.